Good morning and welcome to The Drive. I'm really excited here because in a couple of days we're going to be doing a very, very special thing. And that very special thing is going to be called Audiomo.
Audiomo.
Audiomo is a month-long commitment. Give it credit for what it is. It is a commitment. It is an artistic and it is a mental, I guess, commitment to creating at least an audio every day for the month. And this month it is, or this year it is June. Last year, if I recall, it was July. And last year I did it. I'm pretty darn sure I did it. At least very, very close to completing the whole thing. I'm very proud of myself for doing that. It is a month-long commitment to make audio every day. I said that already. And this commitment is something I am going to undertake. And it starts in a couple of days. It is the 30th of May today. So, from my previous calculations and some research online, I've determined that there are 31 days in May. So, which means the Audiomo is going to start on Sunday, because today is Friday. And also from previous calculations, I determined today is Friday. So, I wanted to announce here publicly to you that I'm going to be contributing and participating and totally soaking it up and loving every single minute of Audiomo. What I've done is got a little idea sheet. Some of it is in my head, but some of it is in electronic documented form of what I'm going to be talking about. I have lots to say, and I want to make it entertaining, of course. That is how I roll. When you record in the car, you got to be careful over here because people can see you recording. And you kind of look kind of goofy talking into a little recorder. Today I'm talking into the Roland R05 recorder, which is truly a delicious piece of electronic equipment. Records beautifully. Sometimes too beautifully. Like, it's peaking here. I don't know why. But anyway, I'd like to pitch a quick idea to you that I'm going to be sending off to ABC, a new television series. Love, exciting and new. Time to get dressed, cause there's work to do with the love goat. Soon we'll be making a bar of soap. The love goat. You can get many glasses of milk from the goats. So yeah, it's in the rough draft, you know, I admit. But I've got a friend, well, husband and wife team, super team, and they are from near Kentucky anyway, and they have a very successful business making goat milk soap. So from that, I've deduced that goats produce milk, and then you could make that into soap. I know, it's very, it's a lot of putting facts together for me to come up with that. Yeah. And they've got a very successful business, which the whole family contributes. Look them up, Goat Milk Soap. And PJ, who was at one of the conferences I went to, she'd given me a sample bar of soap when we were there, and it was nice. It lasted a long time, and my skin was like a Christie Brinkley's, you know, in that commercial with the magic melon bologna. Hi, we have there's a French renowned scientist who has been cutting up melons, and he has
been taking the juice of the melons and putting it on skin. And to his surprise, he has found that it is a rejuvenator. And these melons are only available from a very special orchard, or whatever they call those melon farms in France. So you have to buy this cream that contains the dew drops and the juice of these melons. And that's the only way that your skin is going to look like Christy Brinkley's. No, not Christy Brinkley. That's Billy Joel's ex. The model. What's her name there? Why can't I think about it there? But anyway, these melons aren't the same melons that you go to Safeway to pick up. Don't bother going to Safeway because those are the wrong melons. You got to get this melon serum, this special melon stuff. And the thing is, you got to keep putting it on. That's, you know, that's the way it goes. You got to subscribe to the melon serum cream, put it all over your body. And we also sell the pressure washer, which you bring into the bathroom. It's a special pressure washer. It's not so strong that it's going to blow the paint off your house. But you put the serum into it, and then you got to spray yourself. And conveniently for us, you have to keep buying this stuff every month. But hey, it's from a very special melon in France, in a very special little section of France on a mountain. That's the only place that you could do it. And the only guy you could get it from is this very special scientist. He's called the Youth Doctor. Oh, geez, the Youth Doctor. He's so special. Do you sense any sarcasm there? It felt kind of good to get that out of my system. I'm not saying I can't use the special the melon juice to make myself look a little bit younger. I'm not saying that. This seems like a scam to me. That was considered, for me, that is considered a rant. It felt good. It felt darn good. Well, there you have it. Audio Mo. June 1st, look for it, my little friends, my crazy little friends. And I've got a ton of ideas, and I want to make it fun. It's not going to be a trip through my house, boring thing, or whatever. It's going to be fun. Audio Mo, look for the hashtag, Audio Mo.
Hashtag Audio Mo.
On my Twitter. You can follow me at Albert Hathazi. That's the at little sign. Funny, just a little fact here. I'm Hungarian and my relatives call the at symbol kukac. And kukac means worm. And of course you could picture that, can't you, with that little at symbol. It is sort of like a little wormy. It's so cute, the little thing. I wish we would have called it Worm. So anyway, you can find me on Twitter. Worm, ALBERTHATHAZI. And I will be tweeting my audio booze out there. Hashtag Audio Mo.
Hashtag Audio Mo.
And I'm going to get coffee here. Let's see how this goes.
Good
morning. I'd like to have a medium coffee with cream, please.
Okay, drive through.
Thank you. I sometimes like to prank the drive-thru, but today I kind of feel pranked out with my little rant there. Okay, have yourself a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best, well, summer. Have yourself a holly jolly summer.
Hashtag audio.